This is the daily text for April the 26th, 2016. Rescuing prayer from unceasing ambiguity. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Consider this. I want to begin today by asking you a piercing question. Ready? Are you doing what Jesus taught us in Matthew 6:6? Be honest. Okay, I'll go first. No. If I had a trusted pastor or spiritual director who gave me this prescription to go into a room, close the door, and pray to my Father who is in secret, I would do it. So why am I not following Jesus' instructions? I think it's because I consider that I don't need to do that because I think of myself as praying all the time. My prayer life has become a kind of ongoing daily conversation. It's more along the lines of abiding that he speaks of in John 15. Maybe I think I'm past the Matthew 6:6 approach, right? You too? Wrong. Because of the invisible nature of prayer and the unseen reality of God, prayer can very easily become quite undefined in our everyday practice of it. Jesus also shows us how it can be wrongly defined, as in the case of the hypocrites. Jesus wants to keep it real, clear, simple, practical, and defined. Number one. Go into a room. Number two, close the door. Number three, pray to your Father who is unseen. I would add one more point to this that I believe is implied in number three, and that's number four, speak aloud. I refer to this practice as 6-6 prayer. There have been seasons in the past where I did this daily. Looking back, those were some of the richest, most alive days in my life. In fact, I did not learn to pray until I actually did this. So what's the reward? 6-6 prayer, or secret prayer, is the antidote to hypocrisy, the cure for insecurity, the secret of focusing the heart's intention, and the fertilizer of faith. It cultivates deep honesty, poverty of spirit, opportunity to mourn healthily what needs grieving, meekness, appetite for the goodness of God, the personal experience of mercy, a pure heart indeed, beholding the very face of God, a peaceful spirit in the face of anxiety, a hiding place of embrace in the midst of persecution. Did you catch that throwback to the Beatitudes? Nothing is more practical. Nothing is more purposeful. Nothing is more powerful. I love John Wesley's take, especially the last phrase here. But when you pray, enter your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret. There is a time when you are openly to glorify God, to pray and praise Him in the great congregation. But when you desire more largely and more particularly to make your requests known unto God, whether it be in the evening or in the morning or at noonday, enter into your closet and shut the door. Use all the privacy you can. Only leave it not undone. Whether you have any closet, any privacy, or no, pray to God, if it be possible, when none sees but He. But if otherwise, pray to God. Thus, pray to your Father which is in secret, pour out your heart before Him, and your Father which sees in secret, He shall reward you openly. There's another reason I don't do this. Deep down, I don't think I have time for it. Somehow I've convinced myself I need to be there for an hour or so. Truth be told, 5 minutes. Make it 6 will be a great start. There it is, 666. And that's a bad number. But what if this is the way to take that kind of darkness head on? So for balance, let's make it 667. I'm going to do it. I'm starting again today. Will you join me? The questions. Number one, okay, I've been honest here about my prayer life. Your turn. Have you slipped into a less defined, more ambiguous prayer life? Reflect on that. Number two, can you think of a place, a secret place or a hideout, where you might begin to engage 6-6 prayer? It can literally be a closet. How about a time when you can do it? And number three, what will keep you from doing this today? What will it take to move the obstacles out of the way? Realize, though, the powers of hell ally themselves against this kind of work. It's the only thing they are really afraid of. P.S. I've discovered that early morning easy chair in the living room is not the same as 6-6 prayer. You don't necessarily need to stop doing that. It's a good habit. Just add this 6-6 prayer work somewhere in the order of the day. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walsh.